tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Tonight's the night, let's live it up. I got my money, let's spin it up. Go out and smash it, like oh my god. Jump out that sofa, let's kick it off.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Meg with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And it looks like I may be sort of your expert for the next half hour or so because we play a little party music. Why is that? Because this week is Fiesta Week. And I have to say, Fiesta is such an interesting event that happens here in Pensacola. If you're not familiar with it, it really is a celebration of our heritage and our history. So if you have any thoughts or comments about Fiesta and the Fiesta that goes on throughout the year, you can always text in at 850-437-1620. So I thought I would share with you some of the history of Fiesta. I did a little research on it because I'm not originally from Pensacola, although I've lived here over 20 years now. So I do consider it my hometown. And it is, by the way, the longest I've ever lived in one place. But what I've always been impressed by with everything else that we have going on, we have the arts, we have Pensacola Symphony, Pensacola Opera, the Children's Chorus, the Choral Society, the Pensacola Little Theater, there is the ballet. I mean, there's so much happening culturally. But then on the flip side of that, we have the Wentworth Museums, we have the history tours, we have the downtown events, Seville Quarter, which has history and so much to do all the time. And then you go out to the beach, and that's a whole nother level of history when you go out to the Gulf Islands National Seashore, when you head over to Fort Pickens, there's tours to be done. I mean, there's just so much. So Fiesta is basically something that I didn't know what it was. So if you want to find out more, you can go to their website, www.fiestapensacola.org. They always need volunteers for their events. And this week, and it's going to be a big event, started kicking off tonight. But before we go into what the actual events are, I thought I would share this information that I found for you. It says that in 1949, a group of Pensacola leaders led by Chamber of Commerce President Calvin Todd decided that the city should host an annual celebration to honor Pensacola's rich history as an effort to bring tourists to the community. Under Todd's direction, the initial Fiesta of Five Flags celebration was held the following summer in 1950. So that's how long we've been celebrating Fiesta. And if you're new to the area, it's obviously Pensacola is the city of five flags. We've been under five different rules over the decades. So because of its tremendous success back in 1950, a corporation separate from the chamber was formed to organize the celebration. And that group came to be known as the Fiesta of Five Flags Organization, or today, now it's known as Fiesta Pensacola. So today, Fiesta Pensacola executes 11 annual public events, so not just this week, including three major events, the Pensacola Crawfish Festival, Pensacola, which we just had, the Pensacola Seafood Festival, and then, of course, this week's Fiesta Celebration. So the Fiesta Celebration is one of the oldest and largest heritage festivals in the state of Florida, recognizing Pensacola as America's first settlement. And by the way, St. Augustine is always debating with us about that. But we were the first, okay? No debate. We were the first. So we are celebrating the fact that we were the first settlement, as America's first settlement, Pensacola. And then honoring our founder, Spanish conquistador Don Tristan de Luna. So you've probably heard a lot of things about de Luna, so many different celebrations, and events that go on around Don Tristan de Luna. The modern Fiesta celebration events include the Fiesta Children's Treasure Hunt, the Fiesta Day Celebration, and the Surrender of the City. Then we have the Grand Fiesta Parade, which is coming up this weekend. And then they have the different crews, the all-crew ball, and other activities which are unique to Pensacola. So again, you can find out the information at fiestapensacola.org. So some of the events coming up, so the reason I was playing a little Black Eyed Peas today was because tonight is a big night, beginning some of the festivities. It's the Fiesta Day Celebration, being sponsored by Emanuel Shepherd and Condon, starts tonight at 7 o'clock It will be at Seville Quarter. So the cost is $50 a person. You've got to be 21 years old or older to attend. And so basically the description of this event is that historic Seville Quarter comes alive with decorations, entertainment, and food throughout live rooms, each saluting Pensacola's multicultural history. So with each ticket, guests receive access to all the rooms and themed food offerings and signature beverages. How fun! They also receive two drink tickets and a custom-designed annual commemorative medallion. Hey, you'd have your own Fiesta medallion. So if you're interested and want to go, to purchase the tickets, you can go to fiestapensacola.org. So that kicks off things on Wednesday. And then this weekend on Friday night, so get ready, whether you plan to participate in the parade or not, be prepared because they will be probably closing down those main parade routes. I believe it starts around 5, 6:30. They're actually close the streets down, but the traffic and the setup and people getting ready will start way before then. So if you do have any plans on Friday, you may either get there early so you can have a good spot for the parade or avoid the area altogether. So we have Friday, that's going to start at 7 o'clock in downtown Pensacola. It's free. And this is going to be the traditional downtown parade route, which will go along Garden and Palafox Streets. And it's the extravaganza of boats, lights, music, floats. I'm sorry. It was floats, boats. Floats, lights, music, and fun. So you can bring the whole family out. There'll be over 50 entries this year, including marching units, all the different crews and local officials throwing beads, moon pies, and more. So it's kind of our own special Mardi Gras parade in a way. So we had Mardi Gras back a couple of months ago. Gosh, I feel like we were just celebrating Mardi Gras, don't you? I couldn't believe it. So they're going to have all kinds of folks there. And this has been a favorite summer tradition now since 1949. And Fiesta has the court, so you will have a appearance by the masked DeLuna, his queen, and the court. And that's also a big tradition in Pensacola. So that's going to be a lot of fun happening this Friday night, May 30th, 7 o'clock in downtown Pensacola. And I believe there's also a boat parade that will be happening on Saturday. I'm sorry, I don't have the time on that. Let me see. I'll have to check that out for you during the break, see if I can get that time for you. But if you have any questions about Fiesta or you have some thoughts, have you been to Fiesta in the past or maybe something you'd like to add that I haven't mentioned that you know that is happening, the All-Crews Ball is tonight, I believe, or the celebration is tonight. Let me see. The All-Crews Ball is, oh, that's right, it's next week. Thursday, June 5th at Vinyl Music Hall. Again, it's $50 a person. And this is Calling All Crews. Join Fiesta, Don Tristan DeLuna, his queen, and the 2025 Court of DeLunas at Vinyl Music Hall for their annual celebration. All the crews are invited to participate in the royalty and medallion presentation. So each ticket includes entry, live entertainment, and some light bites throughout the evening, cash bar. And again, you can go to that website to find out more at visitpensacola.org. So lots of info here about Fiesta. This is a big week for us here in Pensacola. If you're just visiting from out of town, you definitely want to check out the parade on Friday. And of course, if you live here next week, there'll be the All Crews event. So much going on in Pensacola, such a special place that we live in. So great to be with you this morning. It's Wednesday. I said to somebody, it feels like Tuesday. I'm confused since we had the Monday, although I worked Monday, but it still felt like a holiday Monday. So, all right, I hope you're having a good work day so far. We'll be back talking a little bit more about Pensacola. And again, 850-437-1620 if you'd like to add a little something about Fiesta. We'll be right back on Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking about some of the events happening in our area. And this week it is the kickoff tonight of our Fiesta celebration, celebrating our history and heritage here in Pensacola. And if you are looking to find out about the events or want to buy tickets, you can go to their website at fiestapensacola.org. But there are some other things happening around town. And one of my favorite things, last night we had bands on the beach, and I think they had a little bit of rain, but in general, I think think they still had the concert, and it's always beautiful out on Pensacola Beach right there at the Gulfside Pavilion. They do that every Tuesday night from now until October, so definitely can find out the bands that are playing. You can go to Visit Pensacola's website. They have an excellent event calendar. You also have the calendar at the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce. It can go there. Pensacola Chamber has a calendar as well, so you can always keep up with what's happening in this town because there's just so much to do. But I love the outdoor concerts. So one of the best, of course, is Bands on the Beach because you have such a variety. I think they had country last night, and it can range from everything from country to pop to hot pop, all kinds of stuff. So look on that calendar. So we'll go again next Tuesday. But if you are interested in something maybe in town, St. Christopher's Episcopal Church has done this for many years. They host an outdoor concert. You just bring a chair with you, maybe some beverages, and it's usually right outside. It's a family-friendly atmosphere. It's free concert series, and it runs from now through June 12th, so you only have a couple more weeks to catch them. And so it'll be on Thursday night. That's this Thursday, and the event is at the it's the Blenders is the name of the band. So that sounds like that's going to be a lot of fun. And the ad that I'm looking at doesn't show the time, but I'm sure you can look it up. You can go to St. Christopher. Is it scpenn.org? That's scpenn.org, backslash Christopher's-concerts, and you can find out more about the details on that. But again, right here in town, just off 12th Avenue, and it's sit right there on the lawn. It's a fantastic event, so you don't want to miss that. And then, not to be left out, in Santa Rosa County, you have Bands on the Blackwater. So Bands on the Blackwater, I have not been to that, and I got to tell you, it sounds like a lot of fun. It's held on the west bank of the Blackwater River in historic downtown Milton. So the Bands on the Blackwater concert series offers a fantastic music experience for all ages to enjoy. So they have local favorites to national touring groups, bands. The family-friendly concert series goes from 7 to 9 on Friday night. So we do have one coming up this Friday, May 30th. So if you decide you're not going to be heading downtown Pensacola for the parade and you're in Santa Rosa County looking for something to do, head up to Milton for Free Range Iguanas. They are a fun band. They're going to be there performing. And again, the concert will be from 7 to 9. So you can bring a blanket, chairs, and coolers are welcome. They say no glass containers are allowed. It's sponsored by the City of Milton. And again, it'll run till about, up for the fall season. They'll run to early April to the end of June, and then it picks back up again for the fall at the end of August through the end of October. And you know what? That's really one of my favorite times of year because we get the humidity kind of drops back down. We get that cool air coming in, and there are not quite as many tourists. Although we love our tourists. We really do, but it is nice here in the fall, one of my favorite times of year. So again, that'll be over at, the landing is located, Jernigan's Landing, and that's located at 5158 South Willing Street in Milton. You can check out the full Bands on the Blackwater concert schedule for 2025. It's online at miltonfl.org/427/ Bands on the Blackwater. So yeah, check out some of these outdoor concerts. Doesn't cost you a thing, and I know everybody's on a budget these days, so you'll definitely want to check that out. Another one of my favorite events, I can't believe it's already coming up, is happens on Pensacola Beach, and we'll have somebody coming in to talk about it on the show. Sea Turtle Baby Shower. I love this event. This is our Sea Turtle Baby Shower. It's an annual event that's held every year out on Pensacola Beach. This year, it's going to be Saturday, June 7th. So believe it or not, not this weekend, but next weekend will be Saturday, June 7th, 9 o'clock to noon. It'll be at the Gulfside Pavilion at Casino Beach, and easy parking there, great family fun. So you can learn all about the beach's sea turtles. So I did not know a lot about the sea turtles until I worked out at the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce and really got an education because the Gulf Coast Turtle Watch organization is truly remarkable. They are out. We are in turtle hatching, turtle egg-laying season. So right now, the turtles are coming up out of the water in the evening. They're laying the eggs, and then they follow the moon or the moonlight back to the water. So one of the things to remember, especially if you're visiting, please, 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 please don't dig big holes on the beach. If you do, if you're building castles, when you leave, fill them back up, because the turtles get disoriented, they get confused, they could fall into the hole, and it could be very tragic. So the other thing, too, is that if you're walking around on the beach and you're shelling at night, because a lot of people love to look at the crabs, that kind of thing, be sure and use the amber lighting. Don't use your cell phone's light, because that flashlight is also disorienting to the turtles. And the turtles are a very special species here in our area. So one of the things that's neat about the whole sea turtle event is you can learn more about it. You can go there. They're going to have tents set up. They'll have over 24 exhibitors at the event, and a lot of it will be about educating and engaging people of all ages to learn about the life cycle of our sea turtles, their nesting habits, and just kind of let people know all about the different aspects of the beach environment. They're going to have hands-on activities, crafts, games, and then, again, we'll have lots of people there who are going to be talking about how unique Pensacola Beach is, our beautiful white sands, so many of the when you get out by the pier this time of year. I was out there this past weekend. The water was just crystal clear. Oh, y'all, it was so beautiful. And you could see there was a barracuda who was right by one of the pilings. You could actually see him swimming around down there. And, of course, you'll get a chance when you're lucky to see dolphins and the sea turtles. There's just so much beautiful wildlife out there. And so this whole event really celebrates that. And it's fun for the whole family. So you can also get a free coloring booklet. They do have those at the Visitor Center on the beach. So they can get those. And you can, if you get bring it back stamped and decorated, you get a cookie treat. So that's something for the kids. So the Gulf Coast Turtle Watch, the Pensacola Beach Advocates, our friends at Island Times, Shelley Johnson, and the Santa Rosa Island Authority all work together to make this event happy. And some of the events, people that will be there, oh my goodness, it's a long list, y'all. But 26 different organizations will be there. When we come back, I'll mention a few of those. But again, so much to do in our area. The Sea Turtle Baby Shower is going to be on Saturday, June 7th on Pensacola Beach. So don't miss that. I'll be back in just a few minutes to kind of wrap up a few other things that are happening in our area. If you have a question for me or a text, you can always text it in at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Good morning. This is Pep Talk with Meg, Pensacola's expert panel. Wrapping things up here for some of our community events coming up. Kicking off Fiesta tonight. It's going to be a great party, a great celebration. Still, you can get tickets. You can go to fiestapensacola.org if you want to get tickets for that. The big parade is going to be this Friday. Of course, News Radio 92.3 and our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, will be out there at the parade. So you can check us out. Come hang out and say hi to us. We'll be out there Friday night at 7 o'clock. So those events are happening. And then the next week, we have the All Cruise Ball, which will be coming up. And then next Saturday, as I was mentioning to you, the Sea Turtle Baby Shower happening out on Pensacola Beach, 9 to noon at the Gulfside Pavilion. It should be a lot of fun. Over 26 exhibitors. Some of the exhibitors will have the Wildlife Sanctuary of Northwest Florida, Audubon, Marina, the Mermaid, Rick O'Connor Sea Grant, Ocean Strike, Pensacola and Pretty Bay's Estuary, Healthy Gulf, Emerald Coast Wildlife. I got a long list, y'all. Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation, Ocean Hour, the Yucca Ladies. I love them. They're so good if you've never seen them. Rick O'Connor Sea Grant, 4-H Club, the Mess Hall, Gulf Coast Turtle Watch, Treat Coloring Books, PBA, Pensacola Tierra Raffle, and that's the Pensacola Beach Advocates, Navarre Beach Sea Turtle Conservation, Pensacola Mess Hall, Boogie Inc., my beautiful friend Bonnie at Boogie Inc., Santa Rosa Women's Club, Island Times, Shelley Johnson, and the Sea Turtle Oath to protect our sea turtles. I've taken that every year. Santa Rosa Island Authority will have a water truck from Escambia ECUA and Dan in the Sand. So that's just a list of everybody that's going to be out. You do not want to miss this party. Again, Saturday on June 7th. Today I was checking out, if you are in town and want to know what the water conditions are, you can always go on Facebook. The Pensacola Beach lifeguards always generally post at different times, but they just posted a few minutes ago of the conditions on the beach. So we have yellow flags today. So what that means, it's a medium hazard. Yellow flags represent moderate surf and or current. So you can swim with extra caution, but just know that that it's swimmable, but you still want to be careful. The weather today, we're looking at mostly sunny with a chance of thunderstorms, a high of about 85. Oh my goodness, the water temperature is up to 83 now. So beautiful day. So if you don't want to do anything except just get a good book and sit by the beach, today's your day to do it. But every day you can go to that Facebook page and find out what the weather conditions are out at the beach, and especially find out about the flag warning system to find out just what kind of level of riptides we have going on. So that's it for today. Some of the community events, you can always go to our website at newsradio923.com and listen to this as a podcast later on during the day, and then go to all the different events, community events calendars in our area. So hopefully we'll see you at the Fiesta Parade on Friday night. We're going to take a quick break now to check in with the news, see what's happening in the world. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Hope you have a great day today, and I'll be back right after the news.